life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Smith, the man who has found the reason for taking nothing seriously. And this is episode 6 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. Once again, I am joined by the copper-bottomed AMV chef, DEFCON 2's Anthony Askew.
Hello, people. Hello, Brack. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Taking a bit of a break because we're both at
TITICON. Yeah, it's been a while.
Which is what we're going to talk about first on this show. Our fun experience at the anime convention.
Lots
in
to
Birmingham,
be
had. At the Hilton.
Was that a bit of a Birmingham accent coming through there?
I don't think so, no. I think it was just me lowering my voice. There is always the temptation to pronounce it like that.
Oh, right.
I'm not planning on doing accents this show.
Oh.
Maybe in the future.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, so it was at the Hilton Metropole in sunny Birmingham, which is by the... it was quite sunny. It was quite a nice weekend.
It was all right, yeah.
It would have been even nicer if it was this last weekend, but...
Beggars can't be choosers.
It only rained on the Sunday, didn't it? And when we say rained, it hailed. But
I was inside for a lot of it anyway.
Yeah, by the time I left the building, it was dry again.
Mm.
But it's sort of kind of, how would you describe it? It's sort of in the middle of nowhere, just surrounded by hotels because it's right next to the airport.
Pretty much, yeah. But it was a nice venue, I thought. I don't know about you.
I had no problems. I know some people had problems with the rooms. At the hotel, sort of water pressure.
All right, I didn't hear about any of this.
If you looked at the reviews of the hotel before I was going, I was sort of prepared to go. If I had found anything wrong with my room, I was prepared to storm downstairs and bang my fists at the reception. Because if you look at the reviews, it tends to be that if you found anything wrong, they'd like to give you a room upgrade.
Oh, right.
As it was, my room was perfectly fine. Pretty good for, what's it, 65 quid a night or something with the deal?
Possibly. I was sharing with two other people, so I couldn't have went down and complained because obviously they would have kicked us out. Too many people in a room.
You've given it away on the podcast. What if
I don't care.
The Hilton are listening.
No. Nah, but the rooms were good, I thought. Well, I don't really care. Somewhere to sleep, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I tend to like a nice hotel room. I kind of got like a bit of luxury, and also I don't like sharing with people due to one really bad experience about 6 years ago.
Go on.
Getting locked out my own hotel room.
Who by?
It was by Gary, who you know, Magus.
Oh, Gary Hedge. Oh, right, yes. Right.
And
how did he manage that?
John and Heather. We had four people in the room to begin with, which is pretty bad. It was one of those key card rooms at Novotel.
Uh-huh.
And they left the key card in the lock the other side. Which, if it's in the lock the other side, nobody else can open it.
What were you doing getting back so late anyway? Partying?
Yes. Back when I had the energy to party.
I've never heard that. Wait, I have words with Gary for that. Time did you arrive on the? Did you arrive Friday this weekend?
Yeah, I arrived Friday at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was a Thursday baby in this case.
Yeah, I have to say, as an old school Congo, I don't understand the appeal of going on the Thursday. So, what is the appeal of going on? has it lost its appeal after doing it?
Donna Smith, the Thursday to me tends to be, at times, not always, there's exceptions, but sometimes the best night. Because everyone's kind of quite mellow. The kind of stress for the committee hasn't started as bad yet. So, I don't know, it seems a bit more relaxed, but people are still rather hyper, I suppose. But now, I'm a Thursday guy, it's better to get down.
Well, it was particularly because the convention didn't really start. Well, they were showing anime at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday, but the opening ceremony wasn't until 4 o'clock on the Friday.
Is it? So. They're never usually that late, are they?
No, they are usually that late.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of timetable, it's kind of still like a traditional con timetable. Because there's still loads of people. I don't know how many people showed up on the Thursday, but there was still plenty of people
showing up on the Friday. I remember watching some of the registration, because there was like an early reg, and there was a lot of people. A lot of people came on the Thursday, so...
I would say the con crowd at this convention did seem a little different, as I'll get to when I get to my panel, to the cons obviously I've been to.
In what way? Younger?
Probably. That's probably
it. I know it's a lot of youngins.
Because this one was a 16+, and obviously the university ones have moved up to 18+ in recent years.
Yeah.
Which has changed the tone, I'd say, for the better. Basically, I hate young people.
You were one at one point.
I never went to a con till I was 20, though, so...
Fair enough.
At least an anime con. I was never that young liking anime.
So you weren't one of those people at the cons that go around glomping people. Is that the right term?
No, I believe that is the right term.
I'm not very experienced either.
Unless they've moved on to a new word.
A Charlie Sheen related one, no doubt.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not a fan of the whole glomp thing. People get hurt.
I only saw one free hug sign, and that may have been being worn ironically.
Ah, oh, right. Hey, there used to be loads of them. God.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think there were still loads of them at proper cons, not just the MCM expos.
Proper cons.
the MCM expos are kind of more like a... They're sort of halfway between a con and a trade fair, almost.
Like a car boot. Halfway. But no, it's been a while since I've been to a good expo, actually. But no, we're not talking about expo.
No.
Unless you want to.
Not particularly. Nah, we won't explain it for our American listener.
We have an American listener?
We do, yes.
Oh, hello.
He was the one who referred to us as Cockneys.
Ah, right.
But yeah, the MCM Expo is kind of like... It's probably the biggest sort of convention-type thing in the UK. And there's two in London, one in the Midlands, and then they do like a... Is it memorabilia or collector mania or it's a collectibles thing, isn't
there?
Yeah. As well,
they're pretty popular.
Yeah, they're kind of pretty large. I'd say they have too many people going to them at this point. Because last time I went, I bought what was supposed to be like an early bird ticket, which would get you in early, and I still had to queue for an hour and a half to get in.
Oh, the queues are disgusting, aren't they?
Yeah. Awful. So I've not been back since.
I think it's London Expo to me is a glorified dealer's room, as far as
it is. But the other things it has, I mean, if you're not looking at it from an animated perspective, they have panels of tends to be like
voice act. Well, no,
it's more like films. Last time I went, there was a losers panel with Andy Diggle and Jock.
All right.
I think Idris Elba as well. From the film.
Yeah, I've never watched a film yet.
I've not seen the film yet either. But the panel was pretty good. Trying to think what else. So yeah, you get the film panels. I also sat through a Primeval panel once just to have somewhere to sit down. even though I'd never seen the programme at all in my life.
The programme is atrocious. I'll throw that one out there. It's terrible.
It's about time travelling dinosaurs or something.
It might sound good on paper to someone out there, but it's terrible.
And it's been, like, revamped twice so far.
Yeah.
In fact,
I think one of the lead characters is someone from S Club 7.
Right.
So that says it all.
And it's got one of Armstrong and Miller in it, hasn't it, as well?
Armstrong and Miller?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Comedian. I think it's not Armstrong, it's Miller.
Oh, yes, that guy.
He's the boss or something.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
There's that side. Also, there's normally quite a big artist's alley of comic book artists as well. So if you want to go and get sketches and stuff, it's a pretty good place to go. And yeah, it's pretty good for getting bargains out of the UK anime DVD companies.
Do they tend to be cheaper than cons in terms of?
No, it's normally about the same price.
Right.
But they might have more stock with them. Or in the case of when ADV went under, they might have all of ADV stock. I picked up loads of bargains that time.
Nice.
Yes, and they might have signings if there happens to be somebody there who can sign it suitably. Because they had think it was the Sword of the Stranger guys over one time, and they were doing signings, and they did a panel as well. Yeah, so if there's something on that you want to go and see, I'd say it's worthwhile because you can probably.
Oh, definitely, yes. Because I mean, I paid £10 to get in last time just to play Marvel 3. And that cost me £10 to play a game, and I only had like 2 games of it, so. Yeah.
Love your video games.
Yeah.
Which we shall get onto later. Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
So back to the events of KitaCon. So we had the opening ceremony. Did you go to the opening ceremony?
I did. It was.
I walked past and there was chanting and stamping of feet and decided I wasn't
too much for you.
Yeah. So tell us about the opening ceremony.
Well, pretty run of the mill. Introducing the committee, that kind of thing. They had a good opening video this year done by Lush, who we'll get onto later, which was really entertaining, really funny. Crowd loved it. But then again, I mean, the opening ceremony, it's great for building hype. Gets everyone in the mood. So, but yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, I believe my panel was people were told to go to my panel.
Yeah, that was pretty...
That got fed back to me. And we'll get more on that later.
But no, it was all right, as opening ceremonies go.
So why were people stomping and chanting?
Because I'm all for building the hype, but people get excited over the littlest bit of things at cons. I'm sure you know that.
I do. There used to be a particular AMV, whose name escapes me, that people used to like far too much. And they'd stamp their feet and clap along in time to it. And I was always like, this is how Hitler got started. I just don't like that sort of communal fun. I'm against communal fun. Let it go on record here. What I am against.
But no, people do. Literally, I'm trying to think what really got people excited. There was like basically the opening video was a series of kind of sketches and clips done in flash animation and other things like that with voiceover. And the instant Tron popped up, or Doctor Who, there was a Doctor Who sketch, the crowd went wild. Wild. Don't know what your thoughts are on Doctor Who, but...
I quite like Doctor Who, but I don't think...
Would you go wild for it?
I don't think I ever would go wild for
Doctor
Who.
No. But credit where credit's due, it was a good opening video. But yeah, people were pretty hyped, you know, it was full. You should have popped in, said hello.
I looked through the doorway and that was enough.
Mm.
Okay, so after that, there was, I believe, one thing you took part in and then something else elsewhere I took part in.
Right, so what did you vote to? All right, okay.
I was told that you don't talk enough on this podcast over the weekend.
That's true, yeah. I've heard a lot of bad feedback in regards to that, actually. Get rid of the Geordie. Hang the Geordie. But no, Street Fighter Tournament.
Yes.
That was... a big part of the con for me. I was really hyped for it. I was nervous. I've put a lot of hours on Street Fighter in pre the tournament.
So, was this Street Fighter 1, 2, 3, Alpha?
It was 4. It wasn't just 4. It was Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
So yeah, there was a lot of build-up for that.
They should do like some sort of decathlon or triathlon event where they make you play different sorts of...
Oh, I'd be well up for that. I'd be well up for that. Definitely. But I've got to say, pre-going on this, a lot of the people's con experience obviously starts with the open ceremony. Earlier than this, I was helping set up the games room as a gopher. Oh, what a horrible job. What a horrible job. But it's an important part of the con. Without gophers, there would be no con. I'll throw that one out there. But anyway, tournament. It was, I was wanting to win it, obviously. I had high stakes on it.
Well, you bet on it.
Mentally, I did, because I think if I lost, I would have been a wreck for the weekend. But no, I was well tuned in for it, so I was hyped. I was hyped. But yeah, that was the first part of the tournament. So, but we'll not spoil what happens until the Sunday.
But you made it through the first part.
I did, yeah.
We'll say that.
In fact, I'll say that I beat everyone I played, so nobody could put a scratch on him.
So what characters do you play in this Street Fighter 4, by the way?
Oh, God. M. Bison.
Do you switch it up for depending on the opponent? Or
yes, I actually mentioned that. I play... What was my little quote that I kept spewing out to everyone? I play the player, not the character.
Right.
Very so in-depth.
Were you mainly playing people you'd already played before? Or can you tell
much, yeah.
just by looking at someone what sort of player they are?
sometimes you can, actually. Depending on what the cosplaying has for a start. if it's a guy in crossplay, you know he's going to be playing as a chick. So, but no, it was exciting. And yes, I mixed it up characters, but I think I play the game a bit too much, if I'm honest. I need to cut down.
Right, meanwhile, over in a different event room, I was taking part in the Action Castle panel, which I believe we mentioned on the last podcast.
What's this all about?
What this all is all about, it's like a old school text adventure game where people who are playing, you take turns. So you form a queue going up to, it was Elliot Page, who was acting as the... Dungeon Master, or whatever you want to call him.
Was he dressed up?
He was dressed as a wizard, yes.
Oh, good. Good.
I believe if you search on YouTube, you'll be able to... If you look up Kitacon Action Castle, you should find a video of the entire event.
Ah.
So then he describes sort of an area where you're standing, and then you do some sort of action like you would in the old game, like go north or look at elf. Or whatever it was, or in my case, eat ghost, which was.
Oh, is that what you? Was that your contribution?
That was one of my contributions, but it gets sillier and sillier. Eventually, you kind of sort of get in the idea that you're trying, rather than trying to win the game, it's more sort of trying to
descend into madness.
Well, trying to fox, make the guy who's running the game think on his feet as fast as he can.
Did you do a good job of that?
He did a pretty good job. Yeah, it started off. He started off fairly limited, then sort of got into his groove of being a bit yes and, like your improv thing, where you've got to sort of go along with somebody's idea to get the most fun out of it, rather than now trying to shut the idea down. You kind of got to let go of sort of having to play the game as laid out and just sort of have fun in playing the game, so to speak. And then had to sort of, as the time was winding up and he wanted to finish it, then he had to sort of move back into saying no to things just to get things to a conclusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he'd obviously only got an hour. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think I'd definitely go and see him do it again. And it should only get better, I think.
Did everyone only get one go?
Oh, no, you got multiple goes.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I went round. Yeah, plenty of times anyway. Sometimes your go is fairly limited, because you're obviously dependent on what the guy in front of you did.
Yeah. I'd be so pissed off if the guy in front of you stole your idea. You had this great little idea and the guy in front stole it.
The best thing about it is the best thing from a player's point of view is when you start an idea with just saying one action, and then the people after you kind of guess where you were going. And then you think, excellent. People are sort of following your cue, getting where you were coming from. But yeah, it was very funny, and I was almost doubled up with laughter at one point.
Would you prefer it in a 2-hour long panel, or...?
No, an hour's long enough, I think.
Oh, right.
An hour's long enough. It was sort of, you're kind of getting tired towards the end, in terms of both people's ideas and him and Elliot getting exhausted.
What was the best and worst idea?
Trying to think, I can't think what the best one. The worst one
must be yours. The best,
of course. Yeah, Eat Ghost was my favourite. There was a guy who kept on putting it every time he got around. He put a chair on the table, which was amusing. Just to see him.
What?
There was no point to it, but every time he came around, he was in this room, and every time he was in that room, he said, "Put chair on table." But it was just sort of completely irrelevant, but the fact that he kept on doing it, it became funny. But now the worst one is sort of any sort of people trying to do their sort of any sort of deliberate joke ones. So somebody saying, I wanted to hit the Konami code or something. That'd be pretty bad because it's kind of obvious and not really. You're wasting a turn, really. You're not advancing the adventure in any sort of way. Or any sort of obviously sexual joke, really.
Too predictable.
It is kind of predictable.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Get your minds out of the gutter.
I might come along next year and try to have some input.
Yes, I don't know whether he's going to any other cons and planning on doing any other cons, but I'd definitely rather see that than people trying to run their own quiz show because they saw somebody else do their quiz show once.
Salty.
Oh, I'll be getting saltier later.
Oh, I can't wait.
Gloves will be coming off.
So what was next?
Next was... I don't think I did anything else that night.
I thought you went to the pub quiz.
I didn't know. I couldn't find the team. And apparently it was really hard.
You would have aced it.
Possibly too hard was the feedback I was getting. I don't know who runs those quizzes, but that tends... if you want a good pub quiz, I think you've got to go to the Minami or the Iacon ones. Every other pub quiz I've been to at other cons tend to be either take themselves a bit too seriously or they've had some sort of technical or layout problem.
All right. We'll talk about technical difficulties later as well.
Yeah, Saturday, I think, and Sunday, and generally the rest of the weekend. So did you go to the J-pop set?
I'm trying to think what I was doing at this point.
Sitting in the bar, yakking?
I don't actually know. It's a bit of a blur, if I'm honest. I think I was still kind of buzzing from the Street Fighter tournament, and I could have still been in the games room at this point.
I think possibly. I was in the bar yakking, listening to people compare their bodybuilding methodology, which got increasingly homoerotic as it went along.
Sounds like fun.
And then I think that was about it. I think I missed the J-pop set. I think I might have stuck my head in once, and they were playing the theme to Gaio Gaiga, which is a great theme tune, but I don't see how you can dance to it. And probably not anybody else.
Can you give us a little rendition? Or
okay, bear with me. Just have a sip of drink.
Of drink. He's probably trying to find an MP3 of it somewhere.
No, I'm not this PC. He literally goes, ga 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 ga, something like that, repeatedly for about a minute and a half.
Excuse me. Oh, I've got a chesty cold at the minute, people, so...
Yeah, so I couldn't see people dancing to that. But after that, it was Lady Gaga on loop.
Which wasn't what it was on the tin, I don't think.
No.
Thankfully.
And that went on for a long time.
Yeah. See, I don't remember much of the parties. Not because I was drunk or anything. I was too busy talking outside or...
Yeah, I was chatting outside and then went to bed. So I missed the end of the party and I missed the Yaoi and Yuri panel, which took place at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, we've got to talk about that. Not that I was there, so I'm going to paraphrase all of this. But...
This is all rumour and hearsay.
Well, I've seen pictures as well, so... At this point, I was a bit of a bore, and I think I went to bed just as it started, roughly. So, anyway, basically, Yuri Yaoi panel, probably just your run-of-the-mill, showing some vulgar imagery or clip and a bit of a talk. But, from what I hear, on stage, people decided to just go wild. Girls got up with girls, boys got up with boys, and it turned into a bit of a fest for love, from what I got. Have you heard about this or not?
No. All I've heard about is the purple lanyards.
Oh, are we going to talk? We'll talk about that as well.
I don't know if we should talk about that. That might be getting into slanderous territory. All we'll say is purple lanyards.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people listening will know what that means. But yeah, basically in this panel... Girls got up on stage and started kissing girls, and it was just supposedly quite surreal. And I think one of the Hilton staff walked in on it and kind of got a shock and walked out. But I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know if people complained or what But
they've seen Twilight conventions. I'm sure they've seen worse.
Probably. I thought you were going to say they've seen Twilight. I'm sure they've seen worse. But no, it was pretty crazy, I think, that panel.
Righty-ho.
I don't know much else about it.
And that was the end of Friday.
Yeah.
Friday ended on Saturday. And also, we should say, all at this time, there was 24-hour video panels going on as
yes, well. Yes, yeah. And from what I gather, there was some great stuff getting shown.
Yeah, they Tatami Galaxy, which is coming out over here in Europe, which is an excellent thing. Yeah, I think that was the only thing anime-wise on the Friday, which was particularly new. But they're showing lots of live-action stuff like Kaji and Dororo and all the 20th Century Boys films. Yeah. Actually, I didn't see that. I should have probably... Well, hang on, it was at 4 o'clock in the morning. No.
Have you watched them yet, have you? Or...
I've seen the first two. I've not seen the third one.
See, I haven't touched them yet because many may know that I'm reading the manga at the moment.
I'd read the manga first.
Yeah, definitely.
The film's variable. There's some good actors and there's some bad actors because there's so many blooming characters. So kind of limited at some point.
I think that's a good point for discussion in the future, actually. Live action, like adaptations, possibly.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen a few. Disliked most. So, yes, there's some good point, too.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, Saturday.
On Saturday, yes. The games room, dealers room opened first. Did you get anything from the dealers room?
Unfortunately not. I was actually gopherin' for a short while on the bring and buy. So, and you'd get people coming up, do you have blah, 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 volume, blah, blah, blah? I don't actually know. You're going to have to look for it. Because obviously there's so much stuff there.
There is. It didn't seem as much as I've seen previous years, but there was still a load of stuff there.
Yeah, yeah. Did you buy anything?
I didn't. The one thing I wanted to buy, somebody had bought 5 minutes after the dealer's room opened.
Oh, what was that?
That was any sort of Red Line book.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned about
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Which was handy because I couldn't really afford to buy it anyway.
How much was it? Do you know?
I think it was only 20 quid or thereabouts. So it's not too bad. And I've got the page bookmarked to order it online at some point.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
I'd also learned that there's a Welcome to the Space Show book that I really want as well, but they didn't have that in stock.
Right, I see.
So dealer's room, I didn't buy anything out there. I was quite a good boy, I didn't spend too much money this time. So the first things which opened, there was we should say, I didn't go to any of the cosplay events. Did you go to any of the cosplay events?
Technically, in the sense that after my panel, which we'll get to, I was kind of there as it was starting. That's as close as I got.
Okay.
But no.
But no, the first thing was some sort of cosplay comp, which I still don't know what that was. Let's see if it actually said so in the guide. So the first thing I did was go to the podcasting panel, which was at midday and also run by Elliot Page, who ran the Action Castle. And this one, unfortunately, didn't go so well because I couldn't remember if his laptop had burnt out or projector he was supposed to be using had burnt out. But whatever, he couldn't actually show any of his notes on the screen.
Right.
So it kind of turned... It was a bit sort of fly by the seat of his pants. And
yeah.
There was me and another guy who also podcasted. And foolishly, neither of us actually mentioned the name of our podcasts.
Oh, we could have got more listeners.
I know. Terrible.
Who is Elliot Page? Because I'm not sure if I've met him or not.
I don't think he will have. He's sort of tall, lanky guy. He's got a bit of the Matt Smith about him, the Doctor Who fella.
Oh, God.
But no, I got him on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter.
I'll have a look for that.
I've not really spoken to him properly outside of a panel setting.
Yeah, yeah.
In the flesh. He did ask me if I wanted a pint on a Sunday, but by that time I was actually sitting at home. So.
Oh. And you don't drink anyway, do you?
And I don't drink anyway, but I still take a pint of Coke from there, which probably...
Oh, you could have passed that token on to me.
5 pounds. You could have pretended to be me, even though...
That's true. We've got very similar glasses.
That's true.
Which I noticed at the weekend. Oh, God. Speaking of drink prices, you mentioned a number there. What do you think of the drink prices? What do you think of the prices in general?
I don't know because I didn't buy anything from the Hilton the entire weekend.
You bought some food though, didn't you?
Oh yeah, sorry. I did buy one meal at the Hilton. I tried to wipe that from my memory. They'd laid on a special food hall for the convention,
which was very nice.
Which was nice
gesture, I should say.
Yeah. So I bought. Yeah, the drinks weren't too bad. Well, the cans of Coke were pretty bad. Pounds for a can of Coke, but a pound for a 500 milliliter bottle of water wasn't too bad considering.
No.
The only other place that was probably cheaper than the station.
Yeah.
Places around the station. £7 for a vegetable chili I had, which was totally tasteless and lukewarm.
Oh.
And if I hadn't been in such a good mood on the Friday, I would probably have kicked up a stink about it. If it had happened on the Saturday, I probably would have kicked up a stink about it.
Oh, God, I wish it had happened on the Saturday. Oh, God.
It
was £7, wasn't it?
It was £7.
Yeah.
Which would have been, I think if it had been tasty and hot, that wouldn't have been too bad.
Mm.
But lukewarm, and I had to add ketchup to it to give it to any flavour. Which in a chili seems a mistake. Some sort of mistake's been made there.
Yep.
Because chilies tend to be known for flavour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I got some nachos from the bar, like at the actual bar, and I think it was £6.50 or so. They were gorgeous.
Yeah, I think if you were willing to pay the bar prices, you'd have got really nice food. Because the food I saw people eating at the bar was pretty good.
Yeah.
But now I brought snacks with me and then just had a really big breakfast, which was included in the price of the...
I missed out on the breakfast every day, actually. So disappointing.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. The first day I went on Saturday, I was allowed in with the normal people. I don't know whether that's because I hadn't got my badge on or not.
Right. Then they kept us all separate.
On the Sunday, they separated us into a different room where they managed to lay the table I sat at the wrong way round, so when I sat down, my knees went into the table legs.
I hate that.
So I made the waiter come over and reset the table in front of me.
So you kicked up a bit of a stink. I love that. I'm going to coin that. Kicking up a stink. I like it.
Well, yeah, I'm not getting angry. I'm just sort of being forceful and being a customer.
True. Customer's always right. That's what they say.
Yes, but by the Sunday morning, I was already annoyed because I've been hustled in with the convention people rather than being able to be a normal person. I should have not worn my badge and packed a proper shirt, and then I could have just wandered in.
In disguise. What else? There was actually a Pokemon tournament going on at the same time as the podcasting panel, and I was actually intending to go for this for Gary, the guy running it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, which I've apologised to him, I didn't get the chance because I was in the dealer's room.
Yeah, they had a louder microphone than we had in the podcasting room.
They had a what, sorry?
They had a louder microphone than we had in the podcasting room.
Could you hear them?
You could hear them, their panel as well.
Did it sound fun?
It did. They seemed to be playing like Pokemon clips as well as talking over.
Oh, right.
I think that's what was happening. It seemed to be the impression I was getting.
Anyway. Yeah.
Then the next thing I went to was Sacre Bleu 3.
Oh, yes, I turned up for that as well.
Yes, which was our friend Ivan's third panel at Kitacon about French versions of anime.
It was really good, I thought, actually.
It was, yeah. It was a bit late because of another technical problems here were he hadn't got a way to get the sound out of his computer and a microphone working at the same time.
So what did he do again? He held the microphone against the speaker, is that right?
Yes, because there's also no sort of leads to hook up.
Oh, because there was wireless speakers or something, wasn't there? Or at least...
Yeah, they tried bringing wireless speakers as well, and they didn't work. It was kind of a nightmare. This was the point where I was thinking, I've got to do my panel late this evening. I don't want to be doing all this during my panel. It was kind of getting a bit of a nightmare.
You reminded me about something here, and I can't believe I actually forgot this. On the Thursday evening, bear in mind my panel was going to be on the Sunday, and it was very important that we had computers. I got a whisper in the ear from one of the committee saying, we don't have any computers for you yet. And, oh, my heart sunk. I thought he was kidding, actually. And so throughout the weekend leading up to whenever, I was really bricking it in case we couldn't get a computer. But sorry, go on, back to Ivan's panel.
But that was kind of the way I was. But yeah, once he got everything sorted out, he's got a loud enough voice that he didn't need a microphone for his own. His wonderful teaching voice, which we got to experience.
what does he teach again? Is it English or history or something?
History, I think, or something in those lines. So he'd got various clips of French dubs of anime and subtitled them so we could see just how stupid the things they were saying were and how unrelated they were to the actual things which were really going on. And so it gave us a history of the people involved and the booms and busts of the scene. But I've spoken to him and hopefully we shall have him on in May to talk about that very soon.
So we'll not spoil much of the panel because we'll be talking about a lot of the stuff in that.
Yes, so anything else you went to before I get to my...
My eyes must be terrible. I'm looking down here and I cannot read a thing.
Did you go to the masquerade?
No. I haven't been to a masquerade since... AmeCon 06, possibly? Or maybe 07? Possibly 07, but no, didn't go. I take it you didn't either.
I didn't know. No, I think I've said before, I like the Minami masquerades, but the other ones, I think, they're just a little too big for my tastes. And you can take a little too long as well, because they're so big.
Yeah.
Because the bigger the con, the more people you've got wanting to take part in it.
And no doubt it overran, because masquerades always overrun. Or did it overrun?
I don't know, because when it came, because it was finishing at 7 o'clock, and my panel, Mad Stravaganza, was also starting at 7 o'clock. And I think we had a little technical problem, though we had sound from my computer.
See, I'm sure you got started off really quick. Did you not?
And
it was done. Well, not done, obviously, but...
No, I went to the room at 6:30, so we had half an hour to get set up.
Yeah.
So the main problem we had was that no one really knew how to operate the projector, so didn't realise that the reason no picture was coming up is because we need to set the projector to widescreen, because my laptop's widescreen.
Right.
Once we got that sorted, we were fine. It was kind of fairly small screen compared to previous Mad Stravaganzas, though.
Yeah, thankfully I was a second row fanboy, so I could see everything quite clearly.
When I first got there, the other thing was people didn't seem to know how many people were going to like to turn up. And so I had a gopher and he wasn't sure. We looked outside and there wasn't many people queuing up. And then once we got set up and looked outside, there was a huge queue.
Yeah, Kim.
So to begin with, I think every seat was filled to begin with. To begin with, he says.
Yeah, it was. I remember looking around, there was people stood up as well at one point. So
yeah,
overfull.
Yeah. So, but then I clashed at 8 o'clock. We lost people to the Lamia cross kick.
Yeah.
And also I lost some people due to some very long clips I was playing.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, I enjoyed your panel, Brock.
Yeah, the pacing was a little off compared to the previous panels I've done, just because it was supposed to be like a best of.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so it's harder to pace. While there was like bigger, longer clips that people tend to have liked in the past, putting them all together kind of messes the pacing up.
True.
Because the way I normally pace it is I normally start with like sort of a 10-minute thing where people can just walk in without worrying what's going on, which is the other thing which changed because they made people queue up and then let everyone in at once. Whereas the previous times I've done it, I've just started it exactly bang on when I'm supposed to start. And then
you introduce the kind of thing.
Let people walk in as I'm running the first 10 minutes of clips.
Yeah.
And then introduce it after that. But then normally after that, I tend to go for like a 1-minute clip, a 2-minute clip, 3-minute clip, a 4-minute clip, and then a longer clip, and then back to 1 minute again. And so go through a loop of those clips until building up to like a long thing to finish.
But a lot of good clips are long.
Yeah.
Because My favourite clip, which I was so pleased that you had in, was the Godzilla fella. I can't even remember the title of it, but oh, that slays me every time.
But yeah, the problem is, yeah, I normally only try and include like one of them or two of them per thing, whereas I included all of them this time, which kind of threw the pacing off a little bit.
Mind you say that, obviously it was a 2-hour panel. I thought it went over really, really quick.
That's good to hear. I mean, people seem to enjoy it who stayed the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other strange thing is that I was expecting it to be more people who'd seen it before as well. Where the majority of the people in the room to begin with hadn't seen one before.
And so it's a strange thing to be greeted with.
But yeah, again, I'm not sure whether that format would have gone down so well with people who'd not seen it before compared to people who had seen it before.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that did strike me as odd. But I think that, again, might just be that there's a young crowd there because I'm not an 18-plus panel, unlike some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably did have some of the younger people in there.
I kind of understood a lot more of the clips this time around after seeing Charge Man Ken, Gag Manga Biori. It clicked that little bit more for me, so...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of... I don't really care whether it clicks or not. The other thing is, because I've shown more of the enjoyment I get out of it is seeing the reactions that each clip gets.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problem is, because I've shown most of those clips before, I kind of knew what reaction I'm getting.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
So it's more fun when there's more new clips in it for me, at least. But yeah, the crowd wasn't quite as rowdy as they've been the past 2 years at AmeCon and IACon either.
I think, because I wasn't drinking at this point, you see, because I wanted to stay quite clear-headed, ready for the morning. But I think it's always nice to have a bit of something in your stomach to go at your panel. No disrespect, of course, but it kind of adds to the madness. I don't know.
Yeah, again, I don't know whether that's just an age thing and a cost of boozing thing at that particular con.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe it's just because I was on at 7 o'clock in the evening instead of 8 o'clock.
Have you been on 8 o'clock in Prague?
Yeah, past 2 years I was 8 to 10.
Right, that makes sense then.
I was 7 to 9 this time. Yeah, so it was kind of a different vibe, but I shall be back at IACon.
New clips?
Hopefully mostly new clips.
Good stuff.
So that should
be... Did your panel get filmed?
It didn't.
Oh.
Which I'm pleased.
Because
what's the point of coming to my panel if you can just watch the clips? If you can just watch it online? Is what my opinion.
Fair cop.
Yeah, so if I don't think they had filmed it. And if I do find it has been filmed, I'll politely ask them to take it down for that reason.
Kick up a stink. Don't politely.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it's kind of like, what's the appeal of the panels if you can just
you
watch
don't
the
have to be
thing,
yeah true that.
To go to the con. Yeah, true. So if you want to come and see a panel, pay to go to a convention.
Aye, do that.
Listen to watch YouTube's.
So did you go to Lamia Cross after your?
I didn't know.
Me neither. She was gorgeous though. If she's listening. She was gorgeous, I'll say that much.
Okay. I was stuck in the lift with them.
Go on, sorry, say again?
I was stuck in the lift with them at one point.
All right, did you not get an autograph, or...?
No.
Why?
I don't know who they are. Well, I know who they are, but I don't know who they are, let's say. I knew who they were enough. They were two people speaking French in the lift, one wearing a leather jacket and a bandana, so I knew who they were from that.
He was an interesting-looking character, I have to say. Oh, God.
But, yeah, I don't really know who they are in terms of their music, so I won't ask for an autograph. So what I did was I hung around for about an hour, then decided to go upstairs to take my laptop up, decided I'd have a sit-down, take my shoes off, have a bit of a rest. Next thing I knew, it was 6 o'clock in the morning.
And what did you do then? Go back to sleep, or...?
No, I believe I played some. I watched some stuff I'd got on my laptop, and then I played some Walrus Boris, no, yeah, the Walrus EP from Boris and Mersbow, which I'm not sure what the people next to me in the room next to me probably made of that playing at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Don't you whinge about people making noise at late, at dodgy times?
In late at night, yeah, but 7 o'clock in the morning, that's, you should be up at that time.
God.
So sun's out.
Oh, God. Actually, yeah, I was up pretty early all weekend.
I remember I used to work. I used to work a job where I had to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be in at work at six. So.
Oh, that's rotten.
And I get woken up every day at 5:30 by the birds singing outside my window. So.
Oh, rotten, rotten. What is your alarm? What's your morning alarm at the moment?
It's those birds. I've got my morning alarm though on my mobile, which goes off normally about half an hour after I've woken up.
Yeah.
Is Patrick Starr from SpongeBob answering the telephone.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. I'm boring. I just have a default. In fact, I don't bother with alarms anymore because I'm not working at the moment. Alarm isn't in my vocabulary. So.
Should be getting you up to go look for jobs.
Oh, God. You sound like me dad. Oh, God. Anyway, moving on.
So, how was Kitticon Rocks? Did you rock?
What's that? The rock music disco.
Was that the one that I saw the video of people taking their tops off and dancing to Gay Bar?
I don't know. The reason I say that is because the parties, what little I've seen of them in that room, it all blurred into one for me. Not because of alcohol, not because of anything like that. It's just quite a blur. But I think that was a Saturday night. It has to be, really. And it looks enough from the video like it was.
I don't know, I felt ill after watching that video.
Oh, it's a fantastic video.
I felt genuinely ill. I thought my breakfast was going to come back.
I take my time at the same video.
Yeah.
There is only one. But yeah. No, I was in for a little bit. I'm trying to think who was DJing at the time.
When I stuck my head in, there was lots of people DJing.
That tends to happen. Oh, too many DJs spoil the...
Well, I'm not sure everyone was actually doing any DJing, and some probably just wanted to look like they were DJing.
I know Clement Drift, he goes up to build hype. And
he's kind of like the Bez of Kiss.
With a maraca and... I know you had an Afro Samurai headband thing on at one point. That must have been Saturday night then, with all the topless gay bar dancing. Or maybe that was the Yowie panel, I'm not sure.
Who knows? I was safely tucked up in bed like a good boy.
Safely. Right, so that puts us on...
And then we have the Hentai Power Hour. Did you go to that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm skipping days here. I did, yes. You weren't at last Kitacon, were you?
No, I've not been to any Kitacons before.
Right. Well, I personally preferred, no disrespect to anyone running this panel, but I preferred last year's. It was in a smaller room. The sound was better on the mics, so you could actually understand what they were saying. And that was it, really. I think anything else was on par, but unfortunately the sound equipment wasn't clear or powerful enough to kind of reach everyone in the room.
So you're not like one of these people who was complaining on the Kitacon forums that it wasn't taking hentai seriously enough.
Oh, no. No. No, there's a lot of funny feedback.
There is, yes.
A lot of funny feedback. But we can't mention anything in particular, I don't think. But no, it's a shame about the sound, actually, because I think this year it felt more involved. Like, Scowney, the guy who was, like, the head honcho runner at that point, he was, like, running the crowd and kind of asking people stuff. And whereas last year they had someone in the crowd with a mic. It was just better quality sound last year. Technical again, unfortunately. And then I went to bed. Did I go to bed? Not far off. Not long after that, I don't think.
Righty ho, so let's move on to Sunday.
Oh, I woke up Sunday morning feeling like crap. Not because of alcohol, I was just... I was nervous for my panel. I had Street Fighter final and my panel all in one morning. Jesus, that's more stress than anyone should have, I tell you.
Yeah, and this was the point where I realised that I've never taken a train up to a con again, because I was aching in places I'd forgotten where I ate, which is always seemed to happen when I took a train to a con before. And also, it meant because I was leaving on the Sunday, I had to drag around my suitcase all day.
Oh, what time was your checkout for the hotel?
I can't remember. It was about midday or something like that.
Oh, right.
But I was leaving about 5 o'clock because I'd got a train to catch at 6:15.
You should have said. I would have quite happily put the suitcase in my room. I wouldn't have minded, but...
It wasn't too bad. I was hanging around panels most of the day, so it wasn't...
Ah, true, true.
I haven't got too much walking to do. But yeah, it's just... It is handier just being able to use your car boot as a suitcase. You can bring more stuff with you. And also, you can, if you need to leave the convention area, it's easier to drive somewhere.
Escape from, yeah.
Particularly that area where there's not much else around in terms of fooderies.
There was a Subway.
There was a Subway, which I made use of. Yeah. Wetherspoons, which seemed to only be open for about 4 hours on the Friday. That was about it.
I know, that was quite strange, that. I really don't understand that, but... I was quite pleased about that, actually, because I think it keeps everyone at the con, because I think people are too willing to kind of sneak off and go to a Wetherspoons.
Yeah, I quite like getting away from the con.
Aww.
On occasion. No. I can only take so much of a convention. Which is why I'm not there on a Thursday night or staying over till Monday morning.
I know. Oh, you always miss Sunday as well, don't you? Like, evening dude.
This was abnormally late for me to stay on a Sunday.
So what was going on this Sunday? Let's have a look.
On the Sunday, yeah. So they showed the first two of the Evangelion Rebuild films.
Have you watched them?
Yes, I've seen them. I've seen the first one once and the second one twice.
I've actually got them both on my desktop, ready to watch. But I haven't watched it yet. So, yeah.
I believe they stopped the second one at the end credits to do a Q&A, and then I think they eventually realised that, oh, hang on a minute, there's another scene at the end of the film, which they eventually...
Who was doing the Q&A? Who was...
Whoever the voice actress guest was.
Yes. Brina someone...
I have to say, I kind of spent the entire convention blissfully unaware of who any of the guests were.
I met the two cosplay guests on the Thursday night.
Those were the people I was least aware of existing. Yeah.
But obviously, they were cosplay. They're pretty important, I suppose.
Are they?
Yeah, really? If a Street Fighter player, like obviously Street Fighter is a big thing in Japan, if one of the good players came over here... I'd be on my knees. I'd want an autograph, but obviously the other people couldn't give a monkeys.
Yeah. Well, put me in the... Couldn't give a monkeys about cosplay guests.
But no, they seem nice. They seem nice.
On Saturday, I was getting really annoyed at cosplayers as well. Mainly just for them littering the corridors. I think I stepped out of one panel on the Saturday and almost... Like, literally out the panel door... And people were taking photos outside the panel door.
Oh, God. And you had to stealthily sneak past.
No, I just walked straight through where they were shooting the photos. Seriously. You don't want people walking through your photos. Don't take your photos where people are walking through. That is my opinion.
No appreciation for
that
fashion.
That is why unfortunately, my T-shirt I had printed didn't arrive in time.
Ah, oh, yes.
I should be wearing it for Iacon.
So we'll not spoil what it says. Or what
don't spoil it. It says, get out of the way, cosplay scum on it. So I'm sure it'll go down wonderfully. The irony is that that doesn't really happen at Iacon because there aren't many corridors for people to clutter up.
They just sit outside and stuff.
They sit outside, yeah. And the buildings that you... are nicely wide, even inside the buildings tend to be nice wide spacious areas, so there's not much clutter going on. Yeah. But I should be wearing it for Mad Stravaganza.
Oh, good.
Just to see if I get some sort of response.
Somebody may kick up a stink about this.
I've already had somebody else want to buy one, so.
Alright, that's good.
I should really wear it to an MCM Expo for the full effect.
You might come back alive.
What can 14-year-old girls do to me? They'll kill me, probably.
Yeah. Right, I'm trying
their,
to
see cosplay sticks. Right, yeah, so events I went to, I think, same time, it's another clash with you doing something and me doing something. That I walked out of the thing I was in.
Well, what were you in again?
I went to Banzai Jump, which was this panel about Shonen Jump comics, which I tend to be a big fan of.
Yeah.
Particularly One Piece. I was not a fan of this panel, though.
Why?
Well, there was a degree of disorganisation because there was two people running it, and only one of the people was the person who was originally intending to run it, and the other person was stepping in for somebody who wasn't there.
Right.
For reasons I don't remember. And then there was a guy in the audience who spoke louder than the people doing the presentation. And he seemed to really want to let you know that he'd been to Japan constantly. Oh. He was constantly saying, I've just got back from Japan and this and that, and really trying to show off with his knowledge. And the other thing, they didn't really go into any in-depth or anything. So to give you an idea of the first thing, they had a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
And sort of the first thing they did was like a brief history of facts, which was, that was fair enough, but it was like only one page of the PowerPoint presentation. The second page was just them clicking and showing a name of a Shonen Jump manga, and they wanted you to cheer if you liked it.
Oh.
Which, where is the information in that?
I could have done that.
Exactly, and so, yeah, go to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Pull up a list, slap them on a PowerPoint presentation.
Cheer if you like.
The audience to cheer if you like it. But even the ones where nobody cheered, they didn't really give you any sort of explanation of what it was. Or even if they did cheer, it's like for the people who aren't cheering in that room, they kind of might like to know what that is and why those people are cheering about it.
Yeah.
Then they did a quiz, a 15-question quiz.
Too easy or too hard?
I just questioned doing a quiz at a panel. Is that your third thing you're doing in the panel?
Mm-hmm.
They were varying difficulty. And then they got a bag full of, like, Gachapon capsules.
Yeah.
And they said they were going to throw them into the crowds, and some had topics in and some had free gifts. And that was the point at which I made my leave. Once you start throwing things into the crowd as part of your panel content. And the other problem is that the two people presenting it tended to talk to each other rather than to the audience a lot of the time.
Mm.
They had technical problems as well, where their mic kept on cutting out every time they spoke too loudly.
Right.
But yeah, it wasn't very good.
So in terms of feedback, just do the opposite of what you did.
Well, you just need a bit more content, I think.
Mm.
And just don't assume that everyone in the audience has got the same knowledge you've got.
Yeah.
If you're doing that sort of panel, you kind of need a bit more meat to the bones. And you don't have to be a quiz or some sort of children's party.
That
was the impression I was getting.
Pass a parcel.
That was what I was expecting next. I think if we look around, they might have had that.
Mm. Or musical chairs to end with, hopefully.
Yes.
Let's say for argument's sake, they did do that. But anyway, yeah.
Well,
so
yeah.
You didn't enjoy it.
I didn't enjoy it, so I walked out. And into the Super Street Fighter 4 tournament.
Da, 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 da. Where I was at. And I got up, excuse me, I got up early, because this is pretty early for me. What time is this? 10 a.m.? No. Oh, no. 11 a.m. I'd been up since 9:30. And I only had one match to play, because obviously I was straight into the final with Win All My Games on Friday.
Right.
So I sat around. Which I do enjoy watching people play Street Fighter, I'll be honest. So I sat around kind of watching them play, which was all well and good. But the downside was, and you people know who you are, you were meant to be in this part of the tournament and you didn't turn up. What's the point of that?
That is the problem with Sunday morning panels, is people not turning up from having too much of a good time the night before.
Or just too bloody lazy.
Or maybe they're just too frightened.
Of me.
To face you in the final.
Yeah, that's where it is.
So who did face you in the final?
A gentleman, a chap called Paul Holt, I believe his name is. I met him a few years ago at a con. I've not really had much to do with him since, I'll be honest. he's a nice enough guy, but just went our separate ways. But yeah,
who would have known you had met again on the battlefield of Street Fighter 4?
Though the highlight of that entire thing was obviously me winning, of course, which my prizes were a Naruto Shippuden. Is that the right pronunciation?
I think that's right, yes.
Box set, episodes 1 to 52, which I've already seen them anyway, but that's pretty good, yeah, yeah. A Call of Duty Black Ops t-shirt, which I've actually had on since, why not, and a DVD of Zombieland.
Pretty good prize set.
Not bad, not bad. So hats off to, I think it was Manga UK who supplied them, or at least part of it, so hats off to them. Though, big complaint here, got back home, right, on the Monday, tried out the DVD for Naruto, and it's not even full screen, it's not a widescreen DVD.
Were those early episodes widescreen, though?
I don't think they were, which I've later found out, but it was. I put it in, I was so excited, because the quality is really nice, and I think it looks really pretty and stuff, but I was thinking, it could have been at least filling up the screen, for God's sake.
But they'd have had to cut bits of it out if it wasn't widescreen to begin with. Because that was the problem they did with the widescreen Dragon Ball Z remasters, is people complaining that they'd sliced bits of the scenes out in order to make them widescreen. You have to take the top or bottom off, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, right. But no, I was quite disappointed about that, but I will watch them again one day, but I have already seen them. And the other highlight was seeing a certain individual play last minute. Did you see this happen?
I think it happened just before I got in there.
Oh, it was fantastic. Because obviously people didn't turn up, so we were down players. And Suze, a randomer, poor little girl, mind her own business, gets dragged into the heat of the battle.
I'm sure she'll love her hearing herself being referred to as a poor little girl.
She doesn't listen to this, so I don't care.
Well, I'll cut that bit out and stick it. Oh, there's a separate.
All right, okay, that sounds good. But yeah, anyway, I won. Thanks, Clement, who ran it, and I won. Deservedly. But hats off to everyone who took part. Thank you very much. Couldn't have done it without you.
And then half an hour later or something, you had your AMV Iron Chef.
Yes.
It eventually started.
Oh, God. Literally, the instant the Street Fighter panel ended, I ran up to the ops, where all the committee are, spoke to Luke Dan, and we started blasting clips onto the laptops, which we finally got a hold of, courtesy of Lat and Roy. It was their own home laptops. And, turned up half an hour in advance, ready to get things going, and nothing was there except us. So we needed projectors of some sort, and it was pretty hectic, to be honest. Very hectic. And basically, everything came at once. Two screens appeared, two projectors appeared, and then finally got it going. What time did you arrive for us?
You were still setting up when I arrived.
Oh, well, yeah, probably could have arrived half an hour late and seen that. But no, thanks for everyone who turned up, because it was actually a bit of a full house, I've got to say. I'm surprised.
It was, yeah.
Surprised. And what did it entail? You tell us as an audience member.
Well, the pair of you had got the same selection of clips, but you'd each picked your own music. Well, you picked your own music.
Yeah. Because
your man had picked a bunch of music, which he got people to pick.
Yeah, originally my plan.
The audience picked the worst song he had.
They really did. Yeah.
Was it Korn or something?
Korn, and I don't remember the title of the track, but it's just messy noise.
Not 1998 anymore. You're not 12 years old. Stop listening to Korn.
But my track was good. Kanye West, yes. And Daft Punk.
Yeah. And, so then you sort of, within the time limits of the panel, you tried to make as much of a A and B as you possibly could each, and then at some point you swapped over and worked on each other's A and Bs.
She did a lot more than I did. I just kind of sat there talking to people, talking to the crowd as best I could.
And then eventually people out the crowd came and it worked on your A and B.
Yeah.
And also, had a room was being the MC. Now, was that dropped on him last minute?
It was, because it was all, in our heads, it was all going to go according to plan, obviously. And basically, all of a sudden, we decided we need someone to present this. And we're like, Rum, get your arse up. Do it for us. So we got him presenting, which I'm very thankful for. It was dropped on him literally seconds before we started.
Yeah, for being dropped on the last minute, he did a very good job, I thought.
He did.
And sort of channeling his best Ainsley Harriet.
Yeah. Red peppers. Is it red peppers and green tomatoes?
It's red tomatoes, green peppers.
That's the one. Yeah, that would make sense because tomatoes are red.
except fried green tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. Was that the film?
I don't know. But there you go. They do green tomatoes somewhere. But yeah, I think it went quite well for what we had. I don't know what your thoughts were.
Considering everything which was going wrong around it, yeah, it went very well.
Because my main kind of thing I wanted to do was entertain the crowd.
Yeah.
And I felt we did.
Yes, you did. I do like your very sort of deadpan, matter-of-fact responses to the question.
Because basically for a lot of years I've made AMVs and I didn't give up, but I haven't done them in a while. So I was kind of like, yeah, just kind of, let's see what happens.
Yeah, my favourite was your claim that you only watched your own AMVs, never watched anybody else's.
It's not far from the truth. No, I watch other people's.
But yeah, you did a good job. I'd just say, you got the technical problems, which aren't really your fault. No. The other thing is, in any of these things where people try to do some sort of improvised thing in front of people, conventions, cheat.
We didn't. I'll throw that one out. We did not cheat. We couldn't have been further from cheating. Really wasn't.
Yeah, I do as if anything supposedly improvised. I do as much preparation as you possibly can get away with beforehand. Because it wasn't so bad in your case. But last AmiCon they did like an anime version of the Radio 5 show Fighting Talk.
Right.
And obviously, if you listen to Fighting Talk, it's quite clear, and they joke about it, is that everyone prepares their answers beforehand. Everyone gets the questions, I don't know whether it's the day before or the morning, and they get prepare their answers as they're on the way. They didn't do that at all for their Fighting Talk, and so the guys on the panel who were quick-witted could come up with things straight away, but there was at least one, maybe two guys who were doing it. It was like time stood still as they tried to think of an answer for this question they weren't expecting. It's like, you're not professionals, so even the professionals cheat.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me. With anything improv, I think you either have it or you don't. But they should have prepared by the sounds of it. I wish we could have prepared, but that would spoil the fun. For me.
I know, but people wouldn't know that you've prepared. You just got to find the right level of preparation.
True. Because there was a point when it first started, I was looking at the clips and I just thought, shh, bollocks. And I was looking at them and it was like just staring into a vortex. And my mind went blank and then I just got into the mood and hopefully did something half decent.
Yeah, it was. So you're very good at beat matching.
Yes, thanks. But no, as far as I'm aware, it will be happening again. So, but that's still up in the air at the moment, but we'll see. So thanks for everyone that came along.
Hopefully all the tech's okay for next time.
Yeah. That's our main target, I think.
Yes.
Nothing else matters now. let's see.
I didn't do anything else and I was off about 5 o'clock after this point.
Yeah, soon after this, I kind of needed to wind down after the stress of the panel. So I got something to eat. And then I think I was gopherin' kind of thing and helped pack up the games room. So missed Keita's Got Talent, missed the closing ceremony as well. And you were home at this point. Well, certainly well on your way.
I was home as the problem was starting. I was just getting home. And which I did take the best taxi in Didcot, I think. And
yeah.
I forgot to take what taxi company it was.
For speed or for cheapness or for emissions?
Just luxury. Yeah. It was like this
really?
Huge it was this huge Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
And loads of leg space.
I bet you felt like her off Thunderbirds. I can't remember her name now.
Lady Penelope.
Lady Penelope. What was her driver called? Bubbles or
No, it was it definitely wasn't
Brains.
Bubbles. No, it wasn't Brains. That was the tech guy. Oh god, I can't remember.
We used to work with Brains at
I used to work with a guy who was obsessed with the Gerry Anderson things, and he'd be ashamed that I can't remember. Parker.
Parker, yes, of course.
Bubbles. On earth, why would he be called Bubbles?
I think I was thinking of Michael Jackson's little sidekick.
His chimp,
yeah. God rest his soul. Bubbles, that is, obviously.
Yeah.
No, God rest. I love Michael Jackson, good guy. Oh, but yeah, the missed closing ceremony, which they announced, probably the most important thing. KitaCon's going to be run next year. KitaCon 4.
At the same place.
Is it the same place, is it?
I believe that's the plan, yes.
Oh, I did not know that. So there you go. Will you be back?
Well, that is the question. I'm not sure.
Go on.
I'll see how much I enjoy. I mean, at the time, I was a bit annoyed on the Saturday by the tech problems. Mm. And I was in a good mood Friday and Sunday, but Saturday, because I was running a panel, probably the same as you.
Yeah.
So, particularly when you know things aren't going smoothly. It's got at other cons, it's just been like, roll up, plug and play. Mm. So all my problems with Amicon last year, for my panel, there was no problem. I just rolled up, plugged my laptop in. The only problem I had was self-inflicted because I've got to plug it in. But links up the VGA and audio cable, I've got to put the plug in, but that's entirely my fault. But yeah, whereas this time it was kind of like, okay, I've seen two panels sort of almost go up in flames.
That's 20 hours, day. So we don't know what's going to happen, what was like for other panels.
Yeah, and then I think, okay, I've got to do mine as well. It's not going to have the same problem. I was ready to record this podcast instead of doing that panel if everything had broken down.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that. I would have did it, but
I'd brought my notebook. I'll carry my notebook around. I was going to go through my notebook and go through things we hadn't discussed on the podcast and record that if needs be.
I would have killed you. If you'd asked it, I would have done it, obviously. But, oh, my goodness, that would have been awful last minute.
That was my backup plan. We'd just sit there with the mic and my notebook, and we'd have got the audience to participate in it.
Oh, good, good.
But, yeah, that was my ultimate backup plan in terms of everything going wrong.
I think mine and Lucia's backup plan was to just not do it. That was what was going to happen. We're going to hit it on the head. No panel. Sorry, guys. But yeah, thanks for Luce for doing that with me. Asking me to do it and working alongside me to do that because it was great fun.
Yeah, yeah, it must be pretty bad for him because you're a lot better than he was.
Oh, come on, Brian. That's it's actually, people don't understand. It's hard to edit on the spot. It really, really is.
You made it look easy though.
Oh, right. I'm gonna have to take my headphones off. My head's getting big now. But no, it's a very difficult. He's got a very different editing style to me. He plays a lot on comedy and stuff, whereas mine's more, perhaps technically impressive. I don't know. I'm blowing my own trumpet here. So, right, moving on.
So, did you go to the kids' prom?
Yes.
Or the karaoke.
Oh yeah, I was actually. When was the karaoke? Yeah, oh, that's why I missed the Keita prom. Was I dressed up? Yeah, right. Basically, the story behind this. I was in the hotel room and I got my hair done by Susan Ross. Then, you'll not have seen this.
I've seen the photo.
All of a sudden,
to be honest, I couldn't really tell the difference.
Oh, well. I'd say that's a good thing, I suppose. But anyway, so I kind of got down late And then I went to karaoke, had a bit of chat with Perrin, and then that's why I missed the prom. I see. Because I literally went in as the last song was being played.
Seriously. You dressed up special, got your hair done and your makeup done.
Yep.
Completely missed the prom itself.
Yeah, and I always find the prom, obviously you've not experienced it, but I find it very depressing because it symbolises the end of a convention. It symbolises everything nasty in the world.
I find it very depressing for other reasons. That's why I don't go to them.
I want to see you next, well, Iacon. I want to see you dressed as a penguin.
Iacon don't do proms. That's why it's there.
Do they not? They do a masquerade thing, don't they?
They do a masquerade. They don't do proms.
It's the same thing. You get
snobs versus slobs. Oh, Icon's the con for slobs.
I want to see you in a tux one year, Brack. Is it going to happen?
No.
Oh.
Maybe a tuxedo t-shirt.
That would be good. That would be good. So I think that was it.
And there was something called Dance Dance after that, which I assume was a dance.
I don't know, because I don't know where I went at this point. Not that I was drunk or anything. It's a bit of a blur, to be honest. God knows why. I'm still recovering from doing the panel, I think. Still on a high.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Get a bit like adrenaline rush and then crash afterwards.
Yeah. But overall, good con. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. I've been to better, but then again, I've been to a lot of cons.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, I enjoyed it a lot compared to Amicon the previous year. It was a much improvement on it.
Yeah. And I think it's made KitaCon's became quite an established con now as well.
Yes.
A lot of people are...
Established with a different bunch of people, that's the other thing as well. Because there are people who don't like the university conventions because they're at a university.
Which I personally don't mind. Doesn't bother me in the slightest.
No, it doesn't bother me in the slightest either. But yeah, those people who... Yeah, it's people who only go to the hotel cons. And obviously, of the hotel cons, Kit is now the biggest.
I know. In 3 years. Pretty impressive. But yeah, that's KitaCon. Bloody hell, this has gone on for a while.
It is. Well, we'll rush through. We only see the first episodes of a few things, so...
Yeah. So what you've been... Right, springtime.
Right, let's
find my... What have you been watching?
What have I been watching? Okay. I've watched some of this X-Men anime.
X-Man. no. Yeah, I watched two episodes deep, so to speak. And I take back everything what I said last episode about me not caring about this. I really like this. I just, the music's overdramatic, but it works. It's overdramatic.
Yeah, it's a very melodramatic show.
Like
Cyclops is in so much angst through the first two episodes.
And I think it looks great. I love the style and everything about it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I quite like it. I mean, the Beast character design is a bit odd. It seems very much trying to be the continuity of the movies almost, isn't it? Than anything else, because the Storm is very much Halle Berry.
Yeah.
And the Beast is sort of very sort of human shaped with just like a beast face, isn't he?
Snout.
Yes, a snout.
But a lot of people have whinged about Beast. I don't think he looks terribly bad. I don't...
No, he seems a little odd. But that's probably because I'm just used to seeing him draw in different ways.
Possibly.
In the comics. I quite liked it. It's not on the top of my list. But yeah, it's pretty good. And there's supposed to be some really good animators working on it later on, people have seen. So... It might be, definitely should be the most interesting of these
Marvel
shows so far. And it does seem to be interesting that it's using stuff out of the Grant Morrison and Josh Whedon X-Men comics rather than going back to the classics. Because the U-Men who show up in episode 2 first appeared in the Grant Morrison run, sort of early 2000s, rather than going back to, let's do the Phoenix Saga again or all the 80s and 90s stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
The previous cartoons are tending to rely on. Though I don't know whether all those villains who show up in the ending credits are going to turn up.
I was just about to ask that. As long as Magneto shows up, because Magneto, love Magneto. So as long as he shows up, who do you want to show up?
Uh, I'm not too far. I'm just interested to see whether they're going to do the Cyclops Emma Frost romance out of the Grant Morrison comics.
Right, right.
That's currently in the current comics. Hopefully, if her characters like the comics version of her, that should cut down the angst a bit. So it'd be interesting to have a sarcastic woman who pretends to be British on the team.
Sounds good. But no, I'm pleased I started to watch this. And as I say, I take back every negative comment that I've said to anyone about it, because I think it's playing out quite well. I like it.
Okay, next is Tiger and Bunny.
Yes.
This is really good.
Yeah.
And apparently it's popular as well. Somebody posted some Amazon pre-orders on the DVDs. And
already?
Of the new series in Japan, it seems to be I think it's the new one which has got the most pre-orders so far.
Right. How many episodes is this going to go for? 26?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I hope it's not too long, but...
No, it's Sunrise, so it's possibly half a year, maybe an entire year, but it won't be any more than an entire year.
That's good. But no, I do really, really like this. This is my favourite of what I've watched so far, without a doubt.
Yeah, I've not seen the second episode yet, but
I've watched the second one.
There's a couple of other shows which are coming close on my radar.
See, I've only seen two other ones. How many extra have you seen?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Where are these hiding?
One of those I didn't watch all the way through.
Oh.
Crunchyroll and places.
Oh, nice. I'll have to have a look. Mind you, there's a lot of stuff I'm just not going to bother touching because
there's some of the stuff. Like I said, there's one I didn't watch any more than 5 minutes of. And there's two shows which are less than 5 minutes running time anyway. So.
Oh, right, yeah. So, definitely watch everyone.
Yeah, I liked that the hero is like, the sort of tiger starts off like a Tatsunoko 70s type hero.
Yeah.
His costume's kind of like a mix of various Tatsunoko heroes like Gatchaman and Hurricane Polymer. But then the guy, Bunny, teams up, and he also like has a secret identity, like a classic superhero.
Yeah.
But then Bunny is kind of like an Iron Man type, sort of the Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man type hero.
Yeah,
and he doesn't bother with his secret identity, he's just got his public identity.
The thing I really liked about it is I automatically thought straight away, because obviously, for those who don't know, it's kind of heroes that get broadcast on a... Yeah, well, X-Men's X-Men, obviously. Yep. Tiger and Bunny, it's kind of set in a city, people with superpowers, and... I had it all planned.
They're sponsored by various companies, real companies.
Yeah, product placement is glorious.
They're part of a reality TV show as well.
Yeah, and they get points at the end of every series of this show, like hero points. But what I liked is the fact that it reveals straight away that this show kind of fakes some of the stuff that they do. It's almost set up. And I was thinking, this could be like a little twist, but jumped straight into it. It didn't care, and just told everyone outright. Now I like that honesty. Maybe I'm overanalyzing it, but no.
I think that's right. I think it's got lots of levels to it because it's kind of a satire on reality TV.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that Adam May has to rely on sponsorship, and so rather than just putting this show has been sponsored by things at the start of a show, they've actually got product placement running all the way through. Though the product placement is on characters who aren't necessarily entirely likable.
But I just think everything about it works. It just seems solid. It's good. Watch episode 2 when you can.
I will do. I may do tonight. Then what else have I got? My Ordinary Life. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't yet.
I won't bother. It was everything I thought it was going to be. It's slow... The joke's too slow. It jumbles stuff up from the comic and in like the stuff it takes from like the first chapter. The thing is missing may have only been an add-in for the like collection, but it was a really good punchline and they didn't bother putting it in the show at all.
Oh.
So it's well animated, but it's not very good. Dororon Enmakun Mera Mera.
I checked that out. I like it. It's a strange one, this. I don't know what to make of it still. I don't know It's just... What do you reckon? What do you...
I like it. I think
you've seen... Because I didn't know there was an original version of it, was it? Like a...
Yeah, I've not seen the... I've not seen the anime versions. I've read a bit of the comic and the 70s comic.
Right.
One of the 70s comics. If you look on Wikipedia, it got it running in umpteen different magazines at the same time.
Oh, right. Right.
So I don't know whether... Yeah, I don't know if he's writing them all, drawing them all, but yeah. Yeah, he kind of blitzed around that period. But more on that if I run my panel at Icon. But yeah, they... Because there's a female human lead in this version.
I forget what her name is.
Yeah, like Harumi, I think.
Yeah, it does begin with a H, definitely.
But in the comic, it is one of the boys who have their faces... You know, we should say it's a horror. It's a horror comedy based on an old Go Nagai comic. About is he the nephew of Beelzebub?
Something like that, he's some descendant.
Who's got a team of monsters who've been sent to hunt down demons.
Demon Patrol or something? The
Something like that, yeah. And they live in the basement of the primary school. So there's some boys going to the school and they have their faces stolen by a face stealing monster.
Yeah. I actually didn't think I was gonna find this very funny. But it is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's very well executed.
Yeah,
is top notch.
Oh, it is.
And the gags are funny as well. Mm. And the characters. He's just generally really good from top to bottom, like Tiger and Bunny is. But yeah, in the original, one of the boys who went and had their face stolen was the human lead.
Right.
So they swapped him out. So he was the one who hadn't got his body stuck in the water tower at the end of the episode. He was the lead in the original, but now they've given it to a little girl instead. So I don't know whether that's just to appeal to the younger fans, because at first I thought, in Japan, surely this is only going to appeal to people who are in their 40s and 50s who read the comics in the 70s. But apparently they made some changes to make it appeal to younger people as well. So it'll be interesting to see how much of a success that is.
Is this going to be a long-running show? Or?
I don't think so, not based on the stuff Brain Space had done with Go Nagai before. I think they tend to only do 13 episodes runs. I've not checked, but that'd be my guess. But yeah, it just seemed, from the credits, it looks like they're going to cover a lot of the comic in terms of characters they're bringing in. And also possibly a character from a self-parody of this as well.
Right.
Which I assume they'll tone down heavily for the TV, because no way they could run that character straight onto TV.
Bit vulgar, or...?
Oh, very vulgar. Very scatological as well.
But no, I'm going to be sticking with this show.
Yeah.
Definitely think I'll watch it again.
Yeah, it's by the guy did Guy Gaga, and there's second Guy Gaga reference to this episode. And there's references to that as well, because the lead has a big mallet as his weapon. I don't believe was in the original. I think that they added that as a Gaga reference. Right, next was I've missed the front word of this, but it's the Azazel-san show.
I haven't watched this yet. I'm trying to think which one this is.
This is the one with the guy who, the detective who summons demons to help him.
Yes, I've got this ready to watch, but I haven't watched yet.
Oh, you should. This along with Tiger and Bunny and Enma Kun. Is my favourite, my other favourite show so far.
Right.
Yeah,
what's it all about then?
A guy who summons demons to help him with cases, sort of, but not entirely, because they're demons, the result isn't always entirely satisfactory.
Right. And what, so is it this, comedy?
Yeah, it's violent, lewd and short and very funny. It's loads and loads of gags. And it's by the guy who did Squid Girl and Holic and Hallie and Goo.
Right.
It's much more like Hallie and Goo and Holic than it is Squid Girl in terms of... Burst Angel Dokuro-chan.
Yeah. I've got this ready to watch. I might check it out tonight, actually.
Yeah. And there's a gag which I think no one seems to comment on the reviews I've seen of it, which is the fact that the case he's taking on, the people who've hired the detective are sort of pastiches of the Saizei-san cast, which is obviously the biggest cartoon in Japan, longest running cartoon in the world.
All right.
That's part of the joke, is that they're doing all these horrible things to like the most famous cartoon characters in Japan.
and nobody seemed to have clicked onto that.
I don't know whether they're not saying it because they don't recognise the reference, or they're not saying it because they don't want to spoil the joke. I did ask on Twitter whether that was
the thing. Right.
It's only 15 minutes long each episode, which is perfect for, I think, the show. Yeah, I liked it a lot. It's exactly my sort of thing.
Right.
If anyone asks you what is my sort of thing, it's that.
Right, so in other words, avoid it. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'll check that out.
I watched Susie's Zoo, which I believe I said I was looking forward to.
I couldn't find any of these. When I've been trying to look... Is this on Crunchyroll, this one?
That one isn't, no. That one's straight up fan subs, so you'll have to look for it.
Right.
Find fan subs.
But is it worth watching? That's a big question.
It's 2 minutes long, so
it's
worth watching, regardless of... it's definitely for kids, but the thing an adult can take away from it is just how technically accomplished it is.
Right.
It's like a 3D CG models they're using to represent these hand-drawn greetings card characters. And it looks really good. Technically, they're doing some really clever things here.
What do they even do in the show? Is it a... Tell us a little quick synopsis of the two.
A duck walks out into the outside with her, or he or her, I'm not sure what the sex of the duck is, it's not really made clear, but has got their toy bear, which they take outside.
Is it cute? Is it a cutesy program? Or?
Yeah, and there's a grasshopper bouncing around, and then the bear comes to life and they hug, and then that's the end of the episode. Like I said, it's only 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I'll watch any more of it, but I was impressed with what I saw.
Does it have any subs or anything? Does it have dialogue at all?
Yeah, it does have dialogue, yes.
Right. Okay.
Along the same lines, I also watched Happy Cappy, which I believe is a little longer, probably 5 minutes.
Ooh.
It's also 3D CG, and is not as good as Susie's Zoo.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
The human characters are designed in like a typical anime style.
Right.
So, big eyes, small mouth thing. And the problem is, in that sort of 3D, it kind of tends to make them look a bit dead and stiff. They're sort of like dead, glassy eyes.
Mm.
But the... is it capybara? Is that the way you pronounce it? The really big rodents? Really big guinea pig? Anyway, there's capybara characters. The happy cappy of the title.
Right.
There's the prince of them. Isn't it? And those characters are done quite well in 3D, perhaps because they're designed to look in 3D in the first place, maybe.
Right, yeah.
Or maybe the design led more to that. But yeah, it's for little girls, so I'm not really the target audience for it. And yeah, it had the animation problems. I'm not sure I'm going to watch this again. But yeah, the interesting thing, so the capybaras look good, and it was an interesting twist on like a magical girl show in that, rather than the girl having the magical powers, the mascot character's got the magical powers and gets the transformation scene.
Oh, right.
So he turns from a capybara wearing a cloak to a capybara wearing a cloak and a crown.
Hmm.
And then magic's a huge donut.
Sounds fun.
If you like capybaras, you might want to watch it.
Or if you're a little girl, you might want to watch this.
Otherwise.
What else? I've got one more thing that I watched.
Okay.
And I still don't know whether this is the first episode. Technically, it's not really, is it? Of Toriko.
No, the One Piece crossover.
This was a one, yeah. I liked it. But I think it's because I've got this deep, somewhere inside me, this little soft spot for One Piece that makes me want to watch through it, but I don't have the patience. But this was, did you watch this or not?
I did watch this, yes.
What did you enjoy? Because obviously you're a big One Piece fan.
It wasn't very good as a One Piece episode. But it's pretty good as an introduction to Toriko.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
For getting people hyped for Toriko if they're One Piece fans, I think.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to this now.
But I think in terms of Toriko continuity, it must be set fairly far in. Because in the first volume which I've read, he's only got the chef guy with him. He's not got...
The
wolf character or any of the other three people who show up near the end.
Uh-huh. But I like the look of the characters and stuff in this. Obviously, as you say, they're not probably not going to be in it from the off, but I think it looks good, funny.
Yeah, I think the drawing point, I think, tends to be the wacky monsters that they fight.
Yeah, yeah. Seems quite imaginative, so hopefully that should work. But I don't know, when is this starting? It should be...
I think the first episode proper played on Saturday in Japan.
Right. Oh, I'll have to check out for
Sunday morning. I can't quite remember. One of those days. It was a weekend. I know it's out there now, because I think they've reviewed it on Anime News Network.
I'll be straight on for that, actually, because I did...
Okay, I jumped into Gintama, despite not having seen the previous 201 episodes.
And... I've watched a few minutes of this and I thought, couldn't be bothered.
It's pretty good. They're going with a joke about time skips because they've skipped a year.
Right.
Since they've been off screen for a year. But all but one of the characters have claimed that 2 years have passed in the show. And they've all changed in ridiculous manners. So the lead now dresses like Goku and has the scar from Rurouni Kenshin.
Oh, nice.
And has made various claims about things he's been doing. He like shows pictures, which are basically screenshots out of Dragon Ball Z, what he's been up to. The other one has come back taller, bustier, and has gradually aged much more than 2 years than what she claims has passed. And there's loads of references to the two-year time skip they've done in One Piece recently as well.
Oh, right.
Mm. And just time skips in general. Because obviously... Dragon Ball did a time skip, One Piece has just done a time skip. And then as it goes on, everybody else has... Like, the dog character has turned into a human being in the 2 years time skip. And it just gets more and more ridiculous as time goes by. But I suspect the jokes work a little bit better if you know who all the characters are.
Sounds like you quite like this.
Well, I did quite like it, yeah. Because the joke, if you're familiar with the time skip conceit in Shonen Jump comics or any sort of thing which has a time skip...
It works.
It works, because the gist of the joke still works the same.
So, will you be watching more of this?
I started watching the next episode.
Right.
So, it's getting kind of harder to know, because there's more jokes about who characters were beforehand.
Yeah.
But I'm tempted. I kind of want to go back and watch it all, but as they said,
there's a lot of... Yeah.
So, also watched the first minute or so of Sket Dance.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yes, I watched that. Oh, do you not like it?
No.
It's not great. It's just run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, that's what... It's not actively terrible. It's just like, I've seen this done before and better.
And quite better, yeah. Though, I think I'll probably check out episode 2. Just see where it goes with it, but I don't know. See what happens. But nah, it's basically about a little school group that help people with problems. That pretty much sums it up, really.
And the last thing I watched was Steins Gate.
I haven't watched this yet. I want to watch Chaos Head first.
You don't think you need to.
Good. But yeah, I was really looking forward to this. But that's good news.
Yeah, I found the visuals a little cliched, just in terms of shots and sort of overuse of Dutch angles. But I like the time travel story, because I'm a sucker for time travel stories. And the lead is sort of suitably... It's enough of a character that I liked it. I liked the main lead. He's sort of... Can't tell whether he's an unreliable narrator or he's genuinely losing his mind, or a bit of both.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, I'm pleased that you said I don't need to see that. I'm far too backlogged that I've got so much to watch at the moment. Aye.
But that's it. I think that's everything wrapped up.
Whew. Tell you what, I'm boiling. I don't know who's got the heating on downstairs, but Jesus Christ. But that's spring. It's new stuff. But there's still more to come, obviously.
Yeah.
Blue X, which I'm really looking forward to. Yeah.
You can find us at the usual spots on awesome-engine.com.
Mm-hmm.
At Dynamite in the Brain on Facebook. Just look for us on there.
Twitter?
On Twitter, I'm awesome_engine, and you are?
Ant Askew, AntAskew.
And so thank you for listening from another episode of Dynamite in the Brain.
Take care, listeners.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.